You see, tithing, following the law, had produced a pride that is a sin. That is a sin. Jesus is saying, not only should you tithe, but you should go beyond tithing to give out of the love and joy in your heart. You should make sure that justice and mercy happen for those that are in need. Therefore, Jesus did not back off tithing. He just added the bam in there, right? So that's the reasonable side of things this morning. That's the brainy side. That's the research, the tangible stuff that we can get a hold of. How about a matter of the hands? Matter of the hands. Last week we talked about how hands-on this church is in this community and around the world. I don't know if you remember, but I lifted up just a few of our ministries, such as our Caring Ministries team, our Allies for Angels, which is brand new, and it is to help the mentally or physically challenged and their families in this church. How about Vacation Bible School, Volunteers in Mission, and I've already mentioned the Benevolence Fund. We help the Warm House out often. We have a radio ministry so that the homebound can listen to our services and those that couldn't make it. I've already mentioned the streaming services over the web. We have Ignite Youth Group, which is growing so much, and this church is a place that they can learn how to live as Christians. But also these Christians, these young people in the faith, are going down like VIM, and they're rebuilding people's homes. So they are also very hands-on. How about Kids Thing that gives people a Christian place after they get home or after they get out of school? And on and on and on. Folks, none of these things would happen if you weren't willing, come on, let's do it like we did last week, to give your time, your talent, and your tithe. Remember that here at First Church, everything about this church is based on the idea that we are called to make Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, our community, and the world. Let's say that together. We are called to make Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, community, and the world. That is what this church is about. How about a matter of the heart? How about the heart? Well, if we turn to Matthew 6 for a moment, if you'd like to turn with me in the Pew Bible or your Bible, Matthew 6, we'll begin to see one reason why our giving is such a big deal. You see, this is part of the two chapters that are called the Sermon on the Mount. And it's amazing how much of the Sermon on the Mount deals with money or possessions, how we spend and how we give. Matthew 6, verse 19 through 21, Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal." Let's say this together. "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also," right? The reason that our giving habits are given so much attention is because generous giving is a matter of the what? Generous giving is a matter of the heart. It's a spiritual issue. It's a faith issue. As a matter of fact, in my experience as pastor, almost every time someone came to me saying that they were not able to give to the church and claimed that they couldn't tithe, they were having faith issues more than money issues. Faith issues more than money issues. You see, because treasure gets down to the bottom line in our life. Because where we keep our treasures is a matter of the heart. What is it that you ultimately value? What is it that you work for? What you go after? What you think about most of the time? What you invest in? That, folks, is what is on the altar of your heart. That is what you love most. And guess what? God wants to be your treasure alone. Now, if you move down to verse 24 of the same chapter, Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other." Let's say it together. You cannot serve God and wealth. You see, to me, that's why I did the whole teaching series on money several months ago. Remember, it's God's principles for financial freedom.